KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trent Thanksgiving Travel Week has begun. Airports not quite as crowded today as they will be tomorrow. As for the weather, it's cooperating, kind of, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
On Tuesday, which is supposed to be the biggest day for air travel, so Denver or Salt Lake, Atlanta up to New York could have some trouble, but it's just some light precipitation. Truly, it could be much worse. Chicago or Orlando or Miami. Good to go.
Overnight, the people who clean planes at Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina walked off the job. The service workers fighting for better pay. More cabinet members picked for the new Trump term.
President-elect Trump continues to move at speed to fill out his cabinet for a second term, and this could be the most ideologically diverse cabinet in recent history. A team of Trump loyalists from across the political spectrum.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. Today, President Biden takes part in his final turkey pardoning. Two 40-pound birds named Peach and Blossom, chosen to be spared from the dinner table this Thanksgiving. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you've got travel plans later this week, you're going to want to check the forecast the next few days. We've got Arctic air moving across the country. And here at home, today may be our last with a high in the 40s for a while. We'll really start to feel that cold air Friday with highs only in the low 20s. If you're hitting the road, gas prices are lower than they were a month ago. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices rose 2.2 cents per gallon over the last week. The average in the state today is $2.85. This is 4 cents lower than a month ago and 9 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Over 30 states have average gas prices below $3 this week, but it won't be nationwide by Thanksgiving. Officials at Gas Buddy say Russia's threats after Ukraine used long-range U.S. missiles pushed oil prices back above $70 per barrel. Some promotions ahead of Thanksgiving are pushing gas prices back down, even as oil prices remain elevated. We are seeing the lowest national average price of gasoline since 2021 and a better economic picture than the last time prices were this low. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And Wisconsin voters approved a record $4.4 billion in referendums for local school districts. 78% of ballot measures passed in November. Any district that proposes a referendum is facing tough choices, so the remaining 22% may have a hard road ahead. Denise Gomer Hutchinson from the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
I want their experience in public schools to be as awesome as my 25 and 26-year-olds were. I want them to get to be able to participate in sports and theater and drama and DECA and learn about the history of our state and our country.
State funding lags behind inflation. Districts lost pandemic money they had for the last few years, and they're dealing with teacher shortages. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers get some revenge. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing in the playoffs three times to the 49ers under Matt LaFleur, the Packers beat them at Lambeau Field by a final score of 38-10 yesterday. Was it revenge? Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
It's huge. I mean, we talked about it all week. I mean, just the fact that they knocked us out, and last time we played them, we lost. So we knew it was going to be a four-quarter fight. It feels good to be able to go out there and have a win like this. So, we're going to move past it now. But definitely feels good.
49ers tight end George Kittle.
It felt like they were on the field the entire first and part of the second quarter. So time possession was tough. I feel like that's something that I try to emphasize every single week. Like, hey, what are your goals of victory? Hold on to the ball, run the ball a ton, don't turn the ball over. And I don't think we did any of those three things tonight.
NBA, the Bucks are traveling to Florida. They play the Miami Heat tomorrow night. Tip-off time 6:30. The Bucks beat the Hornets in Milwaukee Saturday night, 125-119. The Bucks are 8-9 and have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers today, a little breezy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the mid-40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, 35. On Wednesday, a few flurries, high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale coming up Thanksgiving weekend, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper, and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette.
You actually used a cassette to hit the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel.
Yes, John and Gordy are looking at their contract.
We have some questions for him.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be right. What you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be right.
The Supreme Court has obviously said that he has immunity for all official acts once he's in office. Do you think these cases should be dismissed?
I don't. I think the sentencing and further proceedings in the New York case should be deferred until after he leaves office. And likewise, I think further proceedings in the two federal cases should be deferred until he leaves office. But they should not be dismissed. A jury of Donald Trump's peers found him guilty. He's no less guilty because he won an election. There were two grand juries who found probable cause to believe Donald Trump committed federal crimes. Those cases shouldn't go away simply because he was elected. The presidency is not a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Thank you. Senator Schiff of the great state of California, star of stage screen and, of course, Sexy Little 3 weeks ago when
Senator
we were 40, when
Senator
we were 40
elect.
Years younger.
Senator-elect.
Oh, come on.
He'll be sworn in on the 3rd of January.
We still have a different senator until then.
It's an exciting time out here because we're waiting for the Menendez brothers hearing. Can I just, I imparted a fun fact that you guys did not know. Did you know Lyle Menendez was having an affair in prison? He's married, but he was having an affair with some 20-something on his wife.
How does one do that?
And I just, yes, here's where I landed, Jody, is that he has a way better love life than I do. I'm getting zero strange. He's been in prison for 11 billion years, and he has a wife.
Years, right?
He has a wife and a girlfriend. Okay. I just thought I'd point that out.
And it's not like he's going out on the town every weekend.
No, I presumably not.
I would hope not. How did he...
How do I know the logistics of prison love? I don't know.
I don't know either.
He must have tons of women writing to him all the time. Why don't you answer some of these letters that you get?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Like this one? The guy calling
nice
me
segue.
A bulimic bitch... Oh, I'm sorry.
A bitch licker?
Well, both. Ditch licker.
Well,
I've licked a little of both. Yeah, oh, bulimic ditch licker guy. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Tom. By the way, wow. Yeah, Twitter is getting to be a bit of a cesspool. So here's the problem,
Chris.
Here's the problem. You know, when you have to post so many places now, for me anyway, because you know me, I'm not good at anything. Right. So I just thought I would post a picture of me and Lawrence O'Donnell and just say, please support all the other great talent at MSNBC
right.
that doesn't bend the knee to Donald Trump. And then I threw out some names, but only because, like, everybody's on different social things. Like, so now apparently I'm a giant racist for not mentioning Joy on Twitter, but she's not on Twitter. So I mentioned different people on different socials. I did on Blue Sky and on X and on Threads and, you know, Instagram, Facebook. I've had a long weekend. I stopped to do a 3-hour ride in the rain Saturday. Oh my God! Anyway, I didn't know it was gonna rain.
It was supposed to rain.
It did rain.
Oh, it was soggy.
Well,
anyway,
it sprinkled.
Anyway,
it wasn't
I love
like
Joy Reid. I'm not racist. supposed to, because she's not on, I don't think, Twitter personally or one of them. So anyway, but I just, what I meant is, anyone that's not Joe and Mika, we welcome all you. Welcome, your morning show viewers. That's all I'm saying is, you know, because they have a lot of great talent there. Oh, by the way, Mark Elias has become a program director. He's fantastic. He's doing some programming. He said, if I ran MSNBC, I would make the weekend MSNBC a daily show. I would give Molly Jong Fast a daily show, and I would beg Nicole Wallace to add another hour, but I don't run MSNBC. I like those suggested. They have a lot of great talent, right? They could, you know, it was the best morning show ever, Morning Joy. Move Joy to the morning. Move someone for the weekend at the gap to the what?
The best morning show ever on MSNBC was the Stephanie Miller
show.
That's
right. Well, you know, that goes without saying, Chris, but thank you for saying it.
Well, it had to be said.
No, thank you for all the groundswell of us replacing Morning Joe. That's not going to happen. But anyway, my point is...
They gave us our chance. We blew it.
You never had a chance.
I was sweaty. Chris was deer in the headlights.
Uh-huh.
And you never had a chance, according to Danny Abrams, anyway.
Right, exactly. We were just...
We were pre-fired. I've never been pre-fired.
Well, we were packing peanuts.
That's it.
We really were.
Come on in for 3 days. You're already fired, but come on in.
Yeah. And we're like,
anyway.
Okay.
I was saying, well, this is going to take a year of this. And by the way, stupid maggots, they're spinning off Comcast or whatever. They're spinning off a bunch of channels, not just MSNBC. Yeah.
Sci-fi.
And I think the fact that they just made a brand new five-year deal with Rachel Maddow means they're going to keep it liberal, likely. But that's why I'm asking you, support all the other great talent that's there.
Unless Elon Musk buys it.
Oh, God. Please don't make my rumble tumble.
That happened over the weekend.
Is he just going to own everything? Are we just going to we're just going to give up?
It's Elon's world. We're just living in it.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. It's all Potterville, except it's Elonville.
Right.
Where was I?
I don't know.
Oh, anyway, there's lots of great talent. Sorry, I didn't mean to leave out anybody. It was not an exhaustive list. I was just trying to say there are great, you know, truth tellers over there and great talent that, you know, don't bend the knee to Trump.
Right.
So
one of these days you're going to get off Twitter. You're going to find it's too much of
when
a
cesspool. Malcolm Nance gives me the order. He is Braveheart.
All right.
I am holding.
Okay.
All right. I can't. Lyle Menendez has a wife and a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
And you have nothing. You have
and you actually leave the house.
It's going to be another lonely Christmas.
Yeah. He doesn't leave his house.
He can't leave his house.
Exactly. I'm the only person that leaves their house as little as Lyle Menendez does. I don't think I wasn't aware that I could leave my house. You know why we don't? Because we hate everyone.
We do.
Okay, here's Chris's hate letter for today.
Oh, yes, this is great.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This is awesome. I love this.
From Bruce about your hat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why this is an issue, but...
It's an issue.
What's next? Are you going to put a little propeller on top? Or are you covering up a bald spot your barber accidentally shaved? The hat doesn't work. It makes you look like a dork. That's my opinion. I think all guys that wear their hats backwards look like dorks. Why do you have a visor to cover up the sun from burning your neck and turning it red? Is he calling you a redneck because you have a what? Otherwise, it's just rapper stupidity. Sorry to be so long, but please don't wear that. It degrades you. You're a very smart guy. And you have so much to add to the Stephanie Miller program. Yeah. Stick with what you are. I really like you and appreciate your smarts and humor. Regards, Bruce from Petaluma. Oh, and then he has to always be nice. That's his tagline.
Uh-huh.
Except for you and your stupid,
right. hat,
stupid hat. Dork rapper, wannabe rapper, ass fight.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I am of a mind to...
Christmas sent me this.
Yeah. I am of a mind to wear a beanie with a propeller on it.
Yeah. Did you order one?
I ordered one. Okay. It'll be here, and I shall wear it before Thanksgiving.
Wait for it, Bruce.
Got it just for you, Bruce.
It's all for you.
It's all for you. For you.
All right. And then the more standard variety. Oh, Damon from Brooklyn. Stephanie Louise Miller, been watching, listening all year. I love the show. You are how I survived this election cycle. Number one, love Jody. Miss her jingle. Number two, Chris is wrong. Don't know why you sell shirts saying otherwise. I just thought I'd front load all your hate mail.
Okay.
And the rest will be mine. Number three, I was at New York Sexy Liberal Show and saw your hoo-ha, and it is fabulous. It looks as old as you want us to think you are. Oh, thank you, Damon. Yeah, take that, Lyle Menendez. I got a little baby hooch. It's lightly used. Okay, one last one. Nancy, Stephanie, Jody, Chris. Thank you for the heartfelt moments, sincerity, and the banter that has me engaged, teary-eyed, and laughing out loud. Starting my days listening to you makes it all easier, whether it's my challenging job or the challenging world that just got darker. Thanks for the light you bring. I started listening in 2008, and I'm not going anywhere. Nancy is not going to quit. She's got no place else to go. Like me. Okay. Thank you, Nancy.
I ain't going to quit! I got nowhere else to go!
All right, I'm wearing my Time's Up shirt for the next rapist that is up for Trump's cabinet, mm-hmm. allegedly. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not allegedly up for Trump's cabinet. Pete
Hegseth.
Hegseth.
Puff her.
Yeah, well, according to that woman, he's Hegseth and the Angry Inch. But anyway, here's what...
Did she really comment on his...
No, I just made... It was a joke.
Oh, I see.
It was a good joke, I think. All right. As Jody and I keep saying, pro tip, women don't go to the hospital and get a rape kit run on them if they've had consensual sex.
They don't.
And men don't generally pay women off.
Right.
It's just this whole, not to mention which, like Tammy Duckworth is saying, like every other nominee, he's not qualified. Mm-hmm. She said he was a very low rank in the Army. Just because he was in the Army doesn't mean you're qualified to run the Department of Defense with billions of dollars and millions of employees.
No, he's never run a department with what?
He's never run anything.
What's the defense budget?
$900 billion.
$900 billion. Yeah. He's never run anything with $900 billion. So. Yeah.
But I mean, it's all sketch. The fact that he didn't tell even the Trump administration was blindsided by this allegation. Right.
Pam Bondi is more qualified for her position.
Pam Bondi can suck my. Oh my God, she is complete. She should be roundly disqualified in any normal world. Mm-hmm. First of all, she's an election denier. Mm-hmm. So what is she going to commit perjury, or is she going to under oath again say the 2020 election was stolen?
She's going to have to. If she's under oath.
And then she's on tape, which we played Friday, and everyone's been playing her saying the prosecutors are going to be prosecuted, the investigators mm-hmm. are going to be investigated. Mm-hmm. She's Matt Gaetz, just less rapey. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. She is saying, yes, I will enact retribution against anybody Donald Trump.
Oh, and then the dog thing. Did you hear about that?
Oh, my God. Why? They so awful. She stole someone's dog.
A Katrina victim's dog.
Oh, my God. Why is there always something horrible with dogs, with Republicans? Oh, my God.
I mean, if I had adopted a dog and then the family came to me, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Here's your dog back.
They just sue her, and she finally had to give the dog back. Okay, I can't. But also, I'm just like, how can you be attorney general when you are on record as being an election denier, as saying you are going to, you know, participate in retribution against political enemies? What she barely clearly took a bribe. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to ask him. Do we have a legal ad today? No, not today. How is that not quid pro quo, right? Trump University, New York prosecutes. You know, obviously our friend Tristan Snell wins multi-million-dollar judgment. Florida, they asked for him to be investigated. Then Trump gives her $25 million. She's
25,000.
Like, yeah, okay, bye bye. No more, no Trump prosecution, right? I mean, how is that not a bribe? Oh God. Anyway, where was I? Oh, the other thing, Pete Hegseth and your Angry Inch.
He's not as good looking as Hedvig.
Yeah.
He was
the
not,
white power tattoos distract.
He was
a little bit.
He was not cleared or exonerated, as he keeps saying. That not charging is not the same. There's a million different reasons that go into that, but that's not the same as he was cleared or exonerated. He was not. Anyway. What else? Oh, Tulsi Gabbard was briefly on a TSA watch list.
Yeah.
Okay. So she could briefly get on a plane, but she could be the head of director of national. Okay. So all that happened over the weekend. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And the Menendez brothers might get out.
That's right. That's what we said.
Hey, they're going to start to get more strange than you.
Wow. Well, he already does. Lyle already gets twice as much as I do. What's good? What is? I've taken a wrong term somewhere in my life.
I don't.
I read about Rachel Maddow's new $25 million a year contract and work one night a week. I'm like, I've taken so many wrong turns in my life.
Well, that's a pay cut
for her. Many wrong turns in my life.
And that's a pay cut.
Yes. Oh, I know. Yes.
I'll take the pay cut.
One headline was she took a massive pay cut. I'm like,
I'll take 20% of the pay cut.
It's not like she's not working the other days of
the week. I know. She works all the time.
Yeah.
She deserves every penny.
She's doing two movies
she's
right now.
She's a national treasure for sake, people. All right, we have a month. You know what? Are we slacking on Thanksgiving week? No, we're not. We have Rude Pundit, we have Charlotte Clymer, and we have Cliff Schechter, Alpha Liberal, for all of our three. It's very exciting.
All right.
What?
People I'm looking at you because this is your show.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
We're supposed to. When we all don't right, stare fine. At you, you get upset.
Fine. Like,
we hear about it on the air. Why aren't you looking at me? Pay attention to me.
So now you're freaked out that we're paying attention?
Right.
Whatever, Beanie. Go get your bowler hat.
It'll be here on for Wednesday's show.
20 minutes after the hour. And you're not really here because you weren't jingled.
Yeah, I'm not here.
Okay, 20 minutes after the hour. Okay, now she's here.
Jody on the show.
Yeah.
That's what we're waiting for. I'm going to talk with Steffi.
Or.
Who's our favorite import?
Or. You're the one that he's referring to.
Or.
Nothing really grows with Jody on the show. With Steffi.
Okay, now you're here. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Oh, what is it? Someone, that was a great tweet. Wait, where was it?
Uh-oh.
Every pet owner is an unpaid voice actor and songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know mine? These little dogs of mine, I'm going to let them shine. They like it.
I tweeted back at that person, too, with a song I literally just sang to my cat.
Okay. They know I love them. Mm-hmm. Bonnie sat on my chest and I did an entire, like, 5-minute long, her origin story, our love story, how we met, how we fell in love, the whole thing. She was interested. And she's like, okay, can I just get the Dr. Marty's now? Just whatever. Dr. Marty's. They know I love them because Dr. Marty's, because mm-hmm. superfoods, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
I put the whole bag over here so I can remember all the ingredients. They are literally all superfoods.
They are.
And it's raw, it's freeze dried. That means all those nutrients are packed in there. All that flavor is packed in there. They love it, and it is so, so good for them. 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of cod crispies. I have to say it quiet. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Yowza. Yeah, eat it. Bring it. Oh, I forgot my hate tweet in my rush to read your hate mail, Chris.
Okay.
STS says, Stephanie, you are the queen of the idiots.
Oh,
well,
good.
At least I'm the queen, and I think that's important.
Yeah.
I happened to come across your show today on the radio. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Well.
You bunch of cackling demonic women. That was my first band.
Okay.
Let's change the name of the show to Cackling Demonic Women and Beanie Boy.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
I think they were referring
I sing back up.
Frangela,
Beanie Boy.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. White supremacy is not the problem. Stupid black women thinking they are the victim is the problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All
right.
That's
sweet.
Okay. Thanks for checking it. Okay. Wow. Dean Obadalla, by the way, our buddy, our pal, said, can we finally talk about the huge role sexism and racism played in Trump's win, or are we still supposed to pretend the election was only about the price of eggs? And he went on to say, funny how corporate media discusses Trump's win, barely touch on racism and sexism. Meanwhile, in the real world, when I speak to people, I keep hearing things like, all my son's young friends refuse to vote for a woman president. Mm-hmm. Many others have said similar things, calling my show about what friends said. I was saying that a couple of Latino women friends of mine said, I'm just telling you, some Latino men are never going to vote for a woman. I mean, so, and to your credit, Chris, you don't say it was just about the price of eggs.
Well, I think I just saying it's about the price of eggs is a little, you know, insultingly reductive.
Right. I mean, it obviously was a bunch of different. Who was it? Brian Williams said. I mean, there's this sort of camp of, I guess, blame Biden and all the Democrats, which I think people are just getting tired of. He said, well, who thought it was a good idea for him to run again at 80 years old and a 37% approval rating? So I guess he's blaming Biden for staying in or for Democrats for not getting about earlier or coulda, shoulda, woulda. I mean, you know, and you can understand he had a historically successful administration. Mm-hmm. You can understand him, you know. But anyway, you know, that's part of what I guess Pelosi said, that by the time he got out, it was too. Anyway, perfect storm of.
There were many, many, many things that led to the result on election.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the price of eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, so now they're already threatening to, they're going to withhold funds from blue states if we don't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line,
Yeah. Dino Badal also says, if Trump is going to ban federal funds to blue states unless we agree with the MAGA fascist agenda, blue states should start withholding federal tax dollars to Trump's corrupt regime. We can use our tax dollars to help people in our own states.
I agree. I think
Thank
we
you.
Should hold our
See how you do,
dollars. Yes.
Socialist sucking red states without our own blue state money. Okay. Rude Pundit next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Police Chief is pushing for all officers to have body cameras. Back in April, the department started a pilot project where 42 officers had them. Then they had the results of that analyzed by Northwestern University's Technology, Race, and Prejudice Lab. Researchers found that the cameras didn't impact how police interacted with people, they didn't add charges based on what they saw in video later, and that having the cameras can increase transparency and trust. Police Chief Sean Barnes plans to add cameras for the full department into the 2026 budget, hoping to have all officers equipped with them in 2027. And Wicked opened over the weekend and shattered box office records. It's now the best opening weekend for a Broadway adaptation ever, earning $114 million here in the U.S., with another $50 million in other countries. And one of its stars is from right here in Wisconsin. Marissa Bodie plays Nessa Rose. If you weren't a theater kid, don't worry, I got you. The whole story is like a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and we're following Glinda and Elphaba, who later becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. Well, Nessa Rose is her sister. The character uses a wheelchair in the original story. But Bodie is the first actor to take on the role who actually uses a wheelchair herself. She was paralyzed in a car accident as a child. Bodie is from Mazomanie. She's 24, and this is her first movie ever. Over the weekend, there was a big screening in Prairie du Sac, so her friends and family came out to support her and see the movie for the first time. And do you know a Packers super fan? Well, you can nominate them for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Green Bay Packers have begun their annual search for the next honoree for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Fans can nominate themselves, a friend, a relative, with a 500-word essay. The essay should describe the merits of the nominee and should be accompanied by a photo. The nomination deadline is Saturday, November 30th.
You can enter at packers.com/FHOF. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers today, a little breezy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the mid-40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, 35. On Wednesday, a few flurries. High of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6. On the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the weekend's news and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley in hour number two. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
.gov.
Everyone, I told you I wasn't going to stop with Capitol Hill. I'm filing another bill tonight that would ban biological men from women's spaces on all federal property all across the country. This fight starts here. It starts now. Men are not allowed in women's spaces, period. Full stop, end of story.
Right before Christmas, you're not allowed to play any of our reindeer games. Thank you, Nancy Mace. On top of everything.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
She's got to go now and vote for the latest rapist to be appointed to the Trump cabinet because she's busy protecting American women. Allegedly.
Hey, Rudolph.
That was rude.
Don't play things
that was rude.
Bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hi, hi. How are you, Rude?
Hello, hello. I was just noticing that I think Cliff Schechter and I have the same hairstyle now.
All the alpha liberal men. You go to the same barber.
I was going to say, all of us pissed off liberals, this is this men. This is the hairstyle we have to have. This is.
You're like, this election, I'm just going to hack this hair off now.
Yeah.
This is why Chris wears a beanie now. Yeah.
I saw it. I don't know. The backwards baseball cap. I don't know.
Douche bro. What? No. Rudeness, we played Nancy Mace just for you because we give
give.
Because you wrote a really interesting piece, and we have Charlotte Clymer booked coming up. But this is a really, in all this post-election analysis, I mean, we've always had the same through line on this show about alpha liberals, about we need to learn how to fight either differently, better, or something. And you just write, it wasn't that long ago, less than 10 years, in fact, were a confirmation hearing for Attorney General Loretta Lynch, Senator Lindsey Graham, who was a even when before his mouth became Donald Trump's koozie.
Oh.
That is rude. Goodness. You weren't even warmed up yet, and there's rudeness.
I know. And you know, it's a little wrong there, because a koozie generally keeps things cool, but in this case, it'll keep it warm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Wailed and gnashed about the growing passage of laws in the states allowing same-sex couples to marry. And you said his screaming meme routine had been echoing throughout the nutosphere for years. Same-sex marriage would lead to legalizing marriage with animals or marriage with babies. And you said, of course, none of this came true. No one tried to get a law passed so they could marry their dog. Babies are still single. Huh. See, now I feel better because, like me, well, not like Alain Menendez.
Right. He's doing very well.
Yeah. Babies are the only ones that have your love lives than I do. Rude, my point is...
Maybe you need to go to prison. Maybe that's really the secret.
Yes.
There.
Oh, I can think of some reasons it might be worth it. Okay.
Wow.
Another benefit.
I think what you're thinking of will get you into a level of prison where there is no strange whatsoever.
Can you be arrested for what's in your thought bubble? What's in there?
Not yet, but pretty soon.
Once
Elon implants the chips into us.
But, you know, you raise a great point. Just these culture war issues or, you know, whatever. That I hate to say it, but it worked. You know, like the despicable way they do this, you know, she didn't bring up trans. They brought it up to try to otherize people, you know, because I have to be honest, Rude, I've told this story before, but, you know, I was I grew up in a tiny little small town Catholic school. I didn't know any trans people. I remember when one came to speak at my freshman college class, I was like, you know, like it broke my brain. And I didn't think I wanted to discriminate against this person or not like them. It just was so outside my, you know, my experience. But this is the thing. I bet you hardly anyone knows a trans person that they spent these, as you say, millions of dollars of ads, right, to fearmonger about.
Over $200 million worth of ads in this cycle from the GOP on anti-trans issues. For something, you know, it's something, as I point out, you know, for things like saying that, you know, we don't want trans girls in girls' sports in high school. And it's like, more trans women are murdered every year than there are trans girls in girls' sports.
Yeah, we've said it over and over in some of the states they did this. There was one girl in the entire state. I mean, but as you say, they and their PACs spent a couple $100 million on the ads, flooding the airwaves for Trump. The accuracy of the ads didn't matter. That's the key. They were lies. right? You said truth and reality doesn't matter at all to the right. It was the whole Kamala is for they, them. President Trump is for you. Pretty much sums up everything that holes wanted you to hear. And that's it. It's just they're the, you know, they're the new gays, right? Trans are the new ooh, boogity boogity. This is why your life is bad, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they keep doing it. I mean, they're just pushing it now because the Representative McBride is going to Congress and is going with her head held high and ready to do her job, which is what they all should be freaking doing, and not worrying about where someone takes a piss.
Yeah. Well, but here's where we get to the, you know, political part of it, where first of all, you can understand that, you know, Kamala Harris probably felt like she can't win. This is what they do. They back you into this corner. So then if she starts talking about trans people all the time, their mission is accomplished, because then people are like, what does that have to do with me and my family and the price of eggs, right? But you made an interesting point. You said they define Democrats as supportive of some kind of deviancy, even if the real deviant nuts are those who obsess over the genitals of children and those of people taking a... I'll just add that anecdotally, everyone I've talked to who voted for Trump told me it was because of trans issues. Lots of people will be quick to point out that Kamala Harris didn't talk about trans people at all. But you said you agree with people like Ed Rendell, who said it was a huge mistake not to stand up to the attacks and defend trans rights. Yeah, you said it didn't matter that Harris wasn't campaigning on woke or trans or anything else. Republicans weren't going to say she was, so it. You might as well do the honorable thing and defend people who need defending. I totally get your point, but I mean, this is where I feel like this is what they do to put you in a can't win situation, right?
Right. But, you know, for the left, I mean, trans rights was an issue that would have inspired some voters. And instead, it was part of this whole campaign to try to get moderate Republicans and, you know, that mythical white suburban woman to try to vote for Harris.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tim Walz was out there occasionally bringing it up because, you know, he made Minnesota into a place where gender affirming care could be gotten easily.
Oh, God, eek. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids can eat lunch. Oh, God.
Yeah. Gender affirming care for teens. And so, you know, they were freaking out anyway.
Yeah.
The ads were going on the airwaves. Why not have trans people out there to say, look, it's not that exotic. It's not this this incredible, weird thing that you're making it out to be. It's just a person.
And to your point, Rude, even before the bending of the knee, I kept saying Joe Scarborough was beating up on trans people after the election. Like, that's why we lost. You know, said, oh, Democrats got to go more to the center. It's like, how much more to the center can you go than campaigning with Liz Cheney and having every prominent Republican out there speaking out for you? I mean, it's so to your point, you just said you can see the effects of this refusal to engage in battle, with Republicans feeling absolutely free to be the worst version of their already mother awful selves, especially with the election of Sarah McBride. And you said a former LGBTQ ally, Representative Nancy Mace, did a heel turn, decided to make life miserable for McBride. And you said, to their credit, led by AOC, Democrats have finally found a spine on this trans issue, speaking out against Mace and Johnson for their transphobia. Part of it, Rude, I think, even Katie Couric said this.
Uh-huh.
I think most people can recognize it's just mean. Here, hang on one sec. Yeah.
It just seems nasty and mean and cruel, because she is the only member who is now. She wanted to do an interview. She hasn't gotten back to me.
Wow, sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry.
But I don't know. People are just mean, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really makes me mad.
It wasn't in the transcript. I'm so sorry.
Who would have thought you'd need a dump button for Katie Couric?
I know. That's the other thing.
Sorry, literally.
I'm so sorry.
Well, it is. That's what I mean. That seems.
Yeah,
I think any person or parent recognizes bullying. It goes, well, that's just mean, you know. And it. So anyway,
and here's the thing that gets me is that we shouldn't be saying that, well, Sarah McBride could just use the bathroom that's in her office. No, if Nancy Mace is uncomfortable, she can use the bathroom in her office.
Thank you.
You know, Don't put it on the person who is just trying to live their life. Put it on the – this is what the right does all the time. They take the things that they don't like, and they force the rest of us to have to live with this in a way that we don't want to. It's like nobody cares. I'm sorry. Are there no doors on the stalls in the women's restrooms in the Capitol? Because maybe that's where you start.
Well, and here's what's I think is great, going to be great is we keep saying already they're overreaching. You know, like they think they won on trans issues. So, you know, Nancy Mace is going to take a mean girl victory lap. And this is what I mean. Trump's cabinet picks. People didn't vote for this. Matt Gaetz and Tulsi Gabbard and Bobby Kennedy. And, you know, I mean, I just this parade of horribles. But you have to go. Thank you, Nancy Mace, for overreaching and showing just how mean and out of touch your party is.
But it's going to. It's going to keep going, though, because, you know, now we hear that Trump's going to sign an executive order, kicking all 15,000 trans soldiers out of the military. Yeah. I mean, it's like, what are you doing? What, in Ohio, they passed a bill on trans bathroom use at schools that not only banned that not only said you have to use the bathroom of your biological sex, but also on college campuses said you can't have gender neutral bathrooms.
Yeah.
I mean,
and also, by the way, if, you know, the angry inch gets in.
By the way, I'm with you on that joke.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, don't encourage
her. Hedge Seth and the angry inch.
Don't encourage her.
Seriously, but, you know, he's going to weaken the military. Not only is he not qualified and a rapist, allegedly, no women in the military. Tammy Duckworth would like a word, and she did have a word. And Israeli women soldiers were the heroes of October 7th. They, by the way, are the ones that warned about it, and they ignored them. And then they made several heroic, you know, rescues. But anyway, just to your point, at the end of this piece is what I've always been saying too, Rude. You said, how about saying it's between kids and their parents if they want to take puberty blockers or have top surgery? How is that any damn business of anyone else's? You get to stand up for parental rights here. That's what I keep saying. Yeah. They are not the small government party anymore. And by the way, they're not the states' rights party. They're like, we're going to cut off your funds if you don't, you know, help us rip families apart and deport everybody.
Yeah. No, it was always a lie. It was always a lie. It was a lie when the Supreme Court was supporting states' rights in different issues. It was always a lie because all it meant was states' rights to do. States have rights when they do the things that we want them to do, and otherwise we will take their rights away. And
yeah.
We won't fund them. We won't do all kinds of stuff. And it's like, well, gee, why didn't Biden say if you don't change your abortion laws, you're not going to get federal funding? I guess he could have done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Another fantastic piece, Professor Filthy Hobo.
Well, thank you. It just makes me sad. The whole attack just makes me sad because it's just not going to stop.
I know.
And, you know, and they think they've got an issue. And when those MFers get their teeth in something, it's like, you know, trying to get a bone from a dog.
And you're right. It's just a new version every time of fear-mongering and dividing. You know, they really are the new gays back when they were boogity-boogitying gay marriage. And this is what I mean about trying to get Latinos to vote for, you know, we don't mean you. We mean those dirty immigrants. We're going to, you know, they're going to, right? It's like it's trying to, like, otherize people, even in your own group. And now it's like, oh, gay people, we don't mean you. We mean this freaks, trans people. You know, it's just, it's so gross. Just the
you better
ways.
Carry your papers with you because you might have to prove you're a citizen.
Yeah, yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Papers, please. Huh, it's back. All right. Yeah. We go now to the Hitler burger to get myself mine lunch.
You know.
Okay.
I was going to make an angry inch joke just to all piss right. off. But I'll take my angry 10 inches and go.
There you go. Okay.
Slap somebody in the face. What? I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mwah. Happy Thanksgiving. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the Little Red Hairs Girl's prescience and preciousness. Jody Hamilton's been using Green Home over 20 years. She was like, the first time I did a spot, she's like, I know that. 20 years ago. It's true. It's true.
You
the only
vote on where your money goes.
Yes, it's the only progressive phone company in America, and exactly, it's a the democracy still lives there. You get to vote for where your money goes. They've given over $95 million to places that desperately are going to need it now: Planned Parenthood, March for Your Lives, Transgender Law Center, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Jody's got a fantastic new phone.
Yeah, it's fancy.
Hi.
It is fancy.
You can even bring your current phone, bring your current number. Bam, let's go. Let's go switching and saving, right? Stephanie Miller listeners, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Help me help you.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings, holiday parties can be fun and filled with holiday cheer. Plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll, right? And we got to take care of ourselves more than ever now. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you a clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year's routine early with Just Thrive. Studies have shown Just Thrive probiotic has 1,000 times the survivability of other probiotics. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. Once again, justthrivehealth.com, the promo code Stephanie for 20% off site-wide.
The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by... I think I'm going to get my sister some Cozy Earth pajamas. Don't tell her.
What?
You're telling it on national radio.
What? Cozy Earth. Everyone loves getting these gifts. Oh, my God. They're aww, the most best, most softest jammies, the women's bamboo pajama set, the men's bamboo pajamas, amazing. The sheets, towels, duvet covers, they've got it all. Cozy Earth, I'm just telling you, is the softest, the most luxurious, all made from viscose from bamboo, designed to be incredibly breathable. It helps keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. With the durable weave guaranteed to last 10 years, it's a thoughtful gift everyone will love and use every day. I can't say. I have the new olive color, and I have blush, and I have black pajamas. You can't go back. Luxuriously soft and stylish. Get it. If you want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas, go get it. Order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com. All right, to our point talking to Rude Pundit, I just thought Trish of...
Robin Trish.
Yes. Okay. Sent me this from Instagram. It is Matt is Superman is his name, but I just thought this was a really cogent sort of, you know, roundup of what happened in 2024.
Hold up. Let me get this right. You forgive him. You forgive Donald Trump. You hold space and grace in your heart for the things he says and the things he does and the person he is. You forgive him. There isn't a soundbite or a testimony that can come out that would make you change the permission you've already given this man to be himself. You forgive him. It could be rape. It has been rape, and you forgive him. It could be racist. It has been racist, and you forgive him. It could be some of the most negative and unnecessarily insulting and vile and irresponsible and irrational and unlawful behavior, and you forgive it because you forgive him. And I think you forgive him because I think he excuses you.
Ah. Perfect.
I think he gives you permission to love the parts of yourself that should and need to change. I think he gives you permission to love the parts of yourself that are hateful and bigoted and oppressive and close-minded. I think he gives you permission to love these things because he is these things. And he is these things loudly and proudly in front of everyone. And if he can do that there, you can do that at your table or in your community, at your kids' soccer games or in your Walmarts or in your churches. You can too be hateful and bigoted and oppressive and small-minded.
Yep, one last one.
He represents you. He represents those things within you, so you forgive him. He hates the same people you hate, not because they're dangerous or bad, but because they look, love, and live different than you. And the fact that he gets to hate them out loud makes you feel so comfortable hating them inside, so you forgive him. And that makes it really hard to forgive you.
Yeah, wow. Thank you, Matt. Karen in Chicago, hello, Bufu.
Hello, good morning. Yeah, that's it. That is absolutely perfect. And, you know, that guy that keeps calling you a ditch licker, he says it like it's a bad thing.
Right?
Maybe somebody needs some lessons, okay?
Yeah.
Somebody's not satisfying somebody, so a little bit of jealousy going on there. But having said that, you know, the trans issue, of course, you guys know that I have a trans son. My child is not bothering anybody. The problem is, yes, they ran a massive campaign against trans people, and it was red meat to the base. But honestly, we have to have the conversation about people on our side of the aisle that also have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Martina Navratilova went out there and talking about a game. You're talking about a game. All you're doing is adding fuel to the fire. When, you know, and I mean, please just everybody get educated on this. When somebody goes through transition or gets gender-affirming care, they're getting hormones that put them in this spectrum.
Yeah.
There's a male spectrum. There's a female spectrum. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. Nobody... Thank you. Educate yourself yep. would be the end. You know who's going to do that?
Who?
Charlotte Clymer. Next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us on Monday. We'll take a look back at what made news over the weekend and get you ready for Thanksgiving week. Tourist travel tips. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.